World Sport now from the BBC. Hello, I'm Richard Fleming. Coming up, Jamaica's anti-doping commission is split as five athletes are cleared to compete at the World Championships. In cricket, Flintoff should be back for the Ashes decider as England agonise over their team for the Oval.
Australia at this position now will sense a degree of panic, and that panic will be reinforced by these kind of discussions that we're having now.
And in tennis, Nadal's back after a two-month injury layoff. First, though, five Jamaican athletes who supposedly tested positive for banned substances at their own national championships have all now been cleared to compete at the World Championships in Berlin starting on Saturday. A committee within the country's anti-doping panel said they could not prove there'd been any violation of the WADA code. The anti-doping commission itself has since stated it intends to appeal that very ruling. Martin Fuchs has more details.
The athletes, identified as Sherri-Anne Brooks, Johan Blake, Aladdin Fothergill, Lansford Spence and Marvin Anderson, were reported to have tested positive for a stimulant called methylhexanamine. Brooks was cleared last week because of an irregularity in the testing of her B sample. Now the others have been cleared too because Jamaica's Anti-Doping Commission failed to determine whether the substance was on the prohibited list. Kent Gannon, chairman of the disciplinary committee, said it was unable to prove there had been any breach of the WADA code. All five are now clear to compete in Berlin. None of them are considered likely medal winners. The Jamaican ruling could now be challenged by the International Association of Athletics Federations in the Court of Arbitration for Sport, based in Switzerland. And the IAAF also has the power to suspend athletes provisionally until CAS delivers a verdict. Meanwhile, the Jamaicans have threatened to exclude five other athletes from the World Championships if they do not attend a training camp this week. They include the Olympic 100 metres champion, Shelly-Ann Fraser, the Olympic hurdles champion, Malane Walker, and the men's former world record holder at 100 metres, Asifa Powell.
Well, the commission released a statement late on Monday saying four athletes are tested positive for a substance that's similar in chemical structure to a stimulant banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. It's unclear why the commission singled out only four athletes and not five. The England and Wales Cricket Board have issued a statement to say that leading all-rounder Andrew Flintoff should be fit to play against Australia in the deciding match of the Ashes series at the Oval next week. Flintoff was on the sidelines at Headingley because of his knee problems. In his absence, England suffered a humiliating innings defeat, Australia levelling the series at 1-1. Well, with so much resting on that Oval test, England fans are desperately hoping to see Flintoff play in what would be his final match before retiring from Test cricket. And as the BBC's cricket correspondent Jonathan Agnew reports, the signs are good.
This is the first bulletin of its type, an indication that England don't want to make last-minute decisions about the fitness of their players, which might have played its part in unsettling the team at Headingley. The swelling in Flintoff's knee has eased, and he'll continue to have treatment, which should mean he can take part in his final test. Meanwhile, a scan on Anderson's hamstring was clear, which doesn't explain, therefore, why he had such a poor game at Leeds. While the injury news is encouraging, the problem is making sure both bowlers are able to get some practice in the meantime, so they're not rusty going into the game.
Well, the Kent captain Rob Key and the 39-year-old Surrey batsman Mark Ramprakash are among those being touted for selection at the Oval, with the out-of-form Ravi Bopara most likely to give way. But all the media speculation is only adding to Australia's confidence, according to their former test opener Matthew Hayden.
Australia at this position now will sense a degree of panic, and that panic will be reinforced by these kind of discussions that we're having now. The fact that you can pick up the fish and chip paper in the morning and see red marks across everyone's faces, batsmen maybe losing their positions, new bowlers potentially coming into positions where they may not have thought they would have been. Now, this is the biggest game of anyone's life.
The International Cricket Council has cleared Pakistan players of coming into contact with bookmakers on their tour of Sri Lanka. The ICC said it was satisfied there was no evidence to support the claims. Their anti-corruption and security unit investigated following media reports the visitors had been approached. The Pakistan Cricket Board informed the ICC that it suspected bookmakers were staying on the same floor as their players in the team hotel in Colombo. On to football now. Manchester City have admitted they forgot to alert Wales that striker Craig Bellamy was injured ahead of the friendly international against Montenegro on Wednesday. The player didn't join up with his Welsh teammates at Cardiff Airport. City said it aggravated a knee injury on Saturday. Our reporter Conor McNamara is with the Wales squad.
Well, I don't think anyone involved in the Wales camp is particularly surprised that Craig Bellamy has not travelled with them for this friendly. After the strikers scored the winner against Celtic on Saturday, Mark Hughes made it fairly obvious in post-match interviews that he wanted his striker to remain in Manchester for rest and recuperation. It's the club's failure to inform John Toshack that is causing most frustration here. Earlier, Manchester City released a statement admitting that they forgot to notify the Football Association of Wales and that contact had now been made to clarify the situation. However, speaking after all that, in the arrivals hall of Podgorica Airport, Toshack insisted, "We have not heard from the player or from the club."
The banned former Scotland captain Barry Ferguson has been dismissed as an irrelevance after he branded the Scottish FA a joke ahead of the national team's World Cup qualifier in Norway on Wednesday. Ferguson and Alan McGregor were banned from representing Scotland ever again following their behaviour while on international duty against Holland and Iceland last season. Ferguson has attacked the Scottish FA in a newspaper article, but the Scots assistant manager Terry Butcher says it won't distract the team.
For us, it's just a small sideshow. It's something that he's got off his chest. We know that the paper had him ready for the story for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's been deliberately timed, the fact that we do play Norway. And I don't think it will distract him. Well, I'm certain that it won't distract anybody from the job in hand. So, as far as we're concerned, it's, you know, just an irrelevance.
One other piece of football news. France will be without their Barcelona striker Thierry Henry for their World Cup qualifier with the Faroe Islands. That's until Sharpen on Wednesday. He's suffered an Achilles tendon injury. France are 8 points behind Group 7 leader Serbia, although they do have 2 games in hand. On to tennis. The men's world number 2, Rafael Nadal, has made his long-awaited comeback. He's competing at the Montreal Masters, where his return to action began with a doubles match. Reporting for the BBC, our tennis correspondent Jonathan Overend.
Nadal laughed and joked his way through the match with his partner and member of his coaching team, Francisco Roig. They won in straight sets against the Serbs, Djokovic and Vemic, and there were some fierce hits from Nadal and some surprisingly good reactions from his chatterbox partner, who was clearly loving his rare moment in the limelight. It was Nadal's first tournament outing since losing at the French Open more than 2 months ago. No strapping around the knees, which is encouraging, and back in the sleeveless shirt, which he discarded for the first half of the year. It's impossible, of course, to judge how fit he really is based on one doubles match. He tells us it would be almost impossible to find his best form here in Montreal this week. But every member of the huge crowd which gathered around the outside court was just pleased to see him back playing tennis once more. Mikhail Yuzhny, Paul-Henri Mathieu and Stanislas Wawrinka were among the winners on a rain-interrupted first day. Nadal and Federer will play their opening matches on Wednesday, with Djokovic and Murray opening their respective campaigns Tuesday.
The former men's world number one Carlos Moya has pulled out of the US Open, the last Grand Slam event of the year, due to a foot injury. The 1998 French Open champion has been sidelined for most of the season. First reserve, Kei Nishikori, has withdrawn through injury also. The two departures means that Nicolas Lapentti of Ecuador moves into the tournament's main draw. The US Open starts on August the 31st. Michael Schumacher will test Ferrari's 2007 race car again this week in preparations for his return to Formula One as a replacement for the injured Felipe Massa. It's understood the German has arranged a 2-day test in Italy from Tuesday. Rules prohibit him from testing the current race model. Well, before we go, our top story once again. 5 Jamaican athletes who supposedly tested positive for banned substances at their own national championships have been cleared to compete at the World Championships in Berlin. A committee within the country's anti-doping panel said they could not prove there had been any violation of the WADA code, but the anti-doping commission itself has since stated it intends to appeal that very ruling. And that's the latest BBC Sport.